USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
While speaking at the White House, President Trump says he can't understand why asking a citizenship question on the 2020 census is such a big deal.
Are you a citizen? We spend, this is another thing that's so crazy, $20 billion on a census, $20 billion. They spend $20 billion. I said, $20 billion what? $20 billion on a census. They go through houses, they go up, they ring doorbells, they talk to people. How many toilets do they have? How many desks do they have? How many beds? What's their roof made of? The only thing we can't ask is, are you a citizen of the United States?
The National Weather Service is issuing a hurricane warning for parts of Louisiana's Gulf Coast as Tropical Storm Barry continues to gain strength. Barry could become a hurricane by late Friday or early Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34 Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
An Air Canada flight en route from Australia to Vancouver is on the ground in Honolulu after making an emergency landing because of severe turbulence. Passenger Michael Bailey tells NBC News everything came very quickly.
Well, we just hit turbulence. It was pretty quick, and a lot of people hit the ceiling.
ICE officers will begin President Trump's promised deportation sweep this weekend, targeting about 2,000 illegal immigrants who have been ordered deported but are defying those judges' orders and remain here in the United States. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is a fan of the deportations.
If I got an order from a court, I would uphold believing in America and the rule of law when that action takes place.
McCarthy was speaking at his weekly press conference. In financial news, it was a record day on Wall Street as at the closing bell, the Dow closed above 27,000 for the first time. The Dow up 228 points to close at 2788. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
White House economics advisor Larry Kudlow says the Trump administration is considering new steps as Iran continues to enrich uranium.
Iran has a rogue state. It's a terrorist-sponsoring state. You're quite right. They said they're going to go beyond levels agreed to with regard to uranium, nuclear-enriched uranium, so it's not a good story. I'm not here to break news on that, but I would just say stay tuned.
Kudlow, speaking there on Fox News, was also asked about Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's question yesterday to Fed Chairman Jerome Powell during a hearing on Capitol Hill.
It was Ms. AOC who asked him about the Phillips curve. Why is rising growth and employment and low unemployment bad? Why does that cause inflation and higher interest rates? And Jay Powell says, well, you're right. That thing hasn't worked in decades. Now, I got to give her high marks for that. She got
question.
That out of the chairman. And by the way, that's been my position. That's been the president's position. Strong growth doesn't cause higher inflation and the interest rates. And it looks like the Fed is going to cut their rates. But I'm just saying, you know, nobody in life is all good or all bad. And I got to give hats off. Ms. AOC kind of nailed that.
Retired Boston Red Sox star David Ortiz underwent a third surgery earlier this week for complications from a gunshot wound. His wife says Ortiz is recovering well and in good spirits at a Massachusetts General Hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.